it's Erica, and we're back with another bonus episode exclusively on Patreon, but you know we had to put the teaser here. This episode is featuring our homegirls, the Black Girl Bravado. Now, you know, podcasting friendships and just getting into business with friends can be tricky. We've seen it time and time again with some of your favorite podcasts splitting up. And so we dive deep into how we've been able to maintain a healthy relationship and a business relationship with each other. We also talk about red flags in friendships, women ghosting each other, and get deep about our own insecurities in our friendships with one another. So this episode gets really real, it gets really raw, and if you are a woman who is struggling with a friendship right now or trying to find your tribe, you are gonna wanna tap into this episode. There are so many gems, there are so many honest moments, and so I'm gonna leave you here with this teaser, but make sure you click the link in this episode description to join the tribe chat on Patreon. Enjoy. To have like sometimes this fear of like, oh my God, like would you leave me? Like, and us having to acknowledge that and say that to one another and say that out loud and then say, I'm never leaving you. Like to have a woman, a friend of mine, like my sister say that to me, I never even thought how important that was until she said that to me. And I think also like me saying that to her, and it was like, wow, this is, it's powerful. It feels just as nourishing as a romantic, like a man saying that to you in that way, but it's different. It's like, I don't know. It's like all encompassing, even more so than maybe that relationship, that because it's based in where we are rooted, our femininity, our divine femininity, you know, this like thing that we all share that only a woman can understand, this connection that we have, this bondship that we have when we are nurturing one another and really coming together. It's like, there's no feeling like it.
Yeah. You're speaking to the depths of my soul. That's why I said they're going to have to lower our caskets. At the same time, put
we
them
just
on
love
right.
Our friends so much.
Honestly,
it's so sick.
It's very sick. It's so sick. It's beautiful. I'm so happy that you guys said that you also feel married, because I thought that we were the only ones describing each other as like platonic wives, and people really are like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" But I'm like,
it's because they don't have a girl like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, this is my wife. Like, we discuss a lot of aspects of life and of business and of finances and of future together. Mm-hmm. And like, like the relationship is so deep, and I feel the same way. Like, I feel so committed to it, like a marriage. Like, I don't see at any point that this would ever dissolve and we haven't talked about that. Like, we met in a specific time in our lives coming up out of relationships and dating, and we've seen each other in relationships and out of relationships. And even for like, I think for women in like female relationships, that's sometimes scary, because a lot of times women leave, you know, I feel like, oh, you get a boyfriend and now, you know, you get married and now my friend is gone, or you started acting brand new or some shit like that. I think like women get that rap, and we have that fear too, that like romantic relationships are superior to your friendships in ways. And, you know, like even changing out of like being, you know, one of us being in a relationship, one of us not, vice versa. And like, oh, you got a new boyfriend and like, you don't really fuck with him, I can tell. You know what I mean? Like all of those different aspects, and just like, so even throughout that, like, hey, I'm here always. You're my bitch always. Like, I share a bank account with this bitch. Our kids are best friends. And even now, being in a serious relationship, I really do feel like I have like a husband and a wife. And it does. I'm like, I'm as poly as it gets. Okay. Because this is, I mean, not poly, but you know what I mean? Like, it's a real web of deep love and deep relationships. And like, not, and I used to think like that whatever boyfriends we get are going to really definitely have to understand this level of friendship and this deep level of like family, sister, wifehood that we've navigated. Yeah. And we've navigated this so much together, and, you know, just us, that for someone to come in, you really have to hold space for that. Yeah. And like, I'm wondering how has that been for you guys too? Like, one being single, one not being single, like the challenges that have come with that, and like how you've gotten through those obstacles.
Well, Erica talked about the abandonment issues. That has come up in me too. Like when Germany got into her relationship, I'm like, okay, we had came together, like you said, at a special point in our lives. We were in long-term relationships, so we were at the same place at the same time at the point where our friendship started, and even like relating to wanting to get out of those relationships. So we got out of the relationships at similar times, and we were, you know, on our single scene.
We're living parallel lives in different parts of the city, basically.
We are. We're in our single girl thing. And then when Germany got into her relationship with Andres, I'm like, oh, this bitch is serious. This is feeling a little more real than the others. The type of person I am, I'm like, you know, I'm gonna allow the space for her to do whatever she wants to do. Like, I'm not gonna be overbearing, even though inside I'm suffering because this nigga likes to be outside. He's taking my friend away. I mean, where's my person to do my things with? Like, you know, I definitely was feeling that. And so because
I just love Germany and Brittany of the Black Girl Bravado, so shout out to them. Again, make sure you check out this full-length episode exclusively on Patreon. We are doing a lot of cool stuff over there during the off-season, so I'm really excited to connect with you guys one-on-one on Patreon. We have an upcoming Zoom on April 17th to celebrate 420, and when you join Patreon, you get access to our Discord community, our close friends, and it really is just a way more intimate space and a way for us to connect with you guys one-on-one. And for us to connect you with your bestie and your community in your city. So click the link and we'll see you over there.